Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Bruce Cameron along with Cindy DeFerdinand here on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio, and welcome to another exciting show. Just a lot going on in the world of coaching and the ever-growing and expanding world of life coaching, executive coaching, and beyond. So, Cindy, good afternoon. How are things
Hey, Bruce. Yeah. How's it? Happy Wednesday. Or Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
I'm already a day ahead.
I tell you what.
Planning ahead for tomorrow already.
Exactly. Shows you how happy we are.
Yeah. Welcome to all of our listeners. And I know today we wanted to focus a little bit about the immense diversity of the coaching profession. And I'll talk a little bit about Bruce and I today, a little bit about what are some of the reasons why somebody might seek out a coach, and talk a little bit about that, and then a little bit about the different specialty areas of coaching, how diverse the coaching profession is. So from my perspective, and then Bruce, maybe you can jump in and talk about the way you look at it. A lot of times people will seek out a general life coach because they want to move their life forward in a certain area of their life. You know, in my practice, a lot of people, I'm a business startup coach, do some personal development coach, as well as I'm a clinical nutritionist. So I can have those reasons why people might seek me out. And it's very interesting, though, because somebody may reach out to me because they want to start a business. And then initially we find out that there's some roadblocks. There's some blocks they have. There's some things that they need to clear. I call it clearing the debris before they can actually sink their teeth in and get started with their business plans. That there's some of those things that are holding them back, if you will, from being everything they want to be and moving a business forward. But so many different reasons why somebody might seek out a coach. It might be personal. It might be professional. It might be they're having difficulty setting goals, achieving goals. They need a little bit of accountability. Maybe they're making a career change. Maybe they are trying to finally resolve issues that they haven't been able to. Maybe they're trying to simplify their life, make more money. There's maybe reduce stress, eliminate fear. What are some of the things, Bruce, you know, you can talk a little bit about why people seek you out, top reasons, mm-hmm. and share a little bit with us about that.
Sure. I mean, with my situation, there's usually for my executives some sort of problem has occurred. Now, that could be because of something going on in their personal life or some behavior that they're engaging in that has gotten in the way of their production at work. It could be a performance issue. It could be a conduct issue that gets the person referred to me by various channels for coaching. And make no mistake about it, this is not the norm. Okay, this is
right. But this is interesting. Yeah, so, you know, to, mm-hmm. I'm sure to a lot of our listeners, Bruce, it's interesting the type of coaching that you do at the executive level, but. Sometimes it could be family issues that are interfering, right? Relationship,
oh, absolutely.
Family issues. Sometimes health issues. I know that you've pulled me in that regard, in terms of people having executives having health issues, which, you know, are preventing them from performing, from showing up and being their best self, you know. So different reasons that you may be called in.
Absolutely. And so it is kind of a confluence of a lot of different things, but you're absolutely right. I mean, that was a situation that you and I were able to collaborate together, where one of the more chief presenting concerns, if you will, or goals, was that issue, and that is really in your skill set in more than one way. And it was really great that that I had you, but I always have you. You know, you're right there, right there, available to assist on any of those executive coaching cases that that will. You know, that present that need. And so that brings up another issue of kind of co-coaching or passing a baton back and forth. That's probably right. Another show for sure. But yeah, definitely that collaborative approach, just giving your client more services, more expertise, even if exactly. It is under one existing umbrella. But so, yeah, I think, you know.
It's that whole notion of collaboration versus competitive, you know, being a competitive force, the coaching profession, because it's so diverse. Because it's so diverse, it is very non-competitive, and I love that about it. But can you point to, Bruce, a little bit of what you might see in your everyday private practice where you're seeing folks of all different types that are coming to you for private practice? What's the type of, you know, the average type of client? What are their needs? What are they seeking?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and again, this is I would say it's not the norm, but because of the audience and again, some of my training and background as a psychotherapist and a counselor. But that said, you know, I've seen some of the more traditional things like anger management. An employee or executive has become disruptive in some way, shape, or form, either inside the company or because the person's anger issues and subsequent conduct could cause brand damage. You know, it could affect the company somewhat. Way, but even though it's an outside extracurricular activity. So that's one of the things. Another thing that kind of happens a lot, I think, in the executive world are the kind of, I don't want to say traditional EEO complaints, but things that might surround sexual harassment. That could be, you know, conduct. It could be perception. Something happened that had a bad perception. It could be hostile work environment. Or it could be a full-on quid pro quo situation or what have you. So there's some other things in the employee-on-employee sphere that get addressed. Another thing may be
I was just thinking that would border on, you know, somebody who really needs to learn how to set more boundaries.
Oh, absolutely. Setting up limits and boundaries, and there are things that you just don't discuss in the workplace. I think this election, this recent election is a primary example of that, right? You and I had a discussion earlier about the mayhem and the craziness that's going on out there in the social media spheres. Yeah, people are going just bananas. People are defriending each other. People are just really kind of, there's no filter. You know what I mean? I think when people get behind the screen of a computer, their frontal lobe shut off and man, they're just typing away. And wow, there's consequences.
Yes. I'm hearing it show up. I'm hearing it show up in some of my coaching sessions for sure. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, also about the different, you know, arenas of coaching, specialty areas of coaching. And it, you know, it just grows and grows and grows. You know, I teach life coaching and I meet the most incredible people and from all walks of life with unbelievable credentials and experience. And they really come together to just want to be able to go out and help people, to serve. Maybe their experience, maybe their expertise supports it. And of course, you know, the kind of work that you do, and I have a business background, you know, corporate coaching is a big arena in terms of specialty area that people will utilize coaching, but also not just corporate or executive, but small businesses, you know, as I do in startup coaching, more entrepreneurial type of stuff, sometimes advertising, sales coaching. But as you get in and we climb into, you know, leave the business sector a little bit, and as we climb into more of the private sector, you know, private practice, which you have a private practice, Bruce, I have a private practice, you know, some of the different areas that really pop for reasons why people seek out coaches, Big one, it would be relationships, whether that's marriage, family, parenting. And I'm sure you see clients who come to you from all walks of life, but have a relationship issue that they really want coaching on.
Well, yeah, I mean, to some extent, the presence of pornography on somebody's phone causes marital or relational discord, yeah, to say the least. You know, we talked about when Jenny Hubby was on the show and the whole emerging adults and the failure to launch. And so some of these other clients of mine that are in their mid late 20s in that bracket may not only be underachieving and underperforming, but they also are overusing that marijuana in that right. marijuana use that results in some sort of a criminal charge, gets this whole thing in the light. You see what I mean? And the marijuana is just merely a symptom of a much larger issues going on underneath it. So yeah, those are some other
the
examples.
The 20-somethings, great age group for coaching, because you're, you know, another voice, another vision besides maybe what's in their home, you know, bouncing stuff off, having somebody that you're accountable to put a plan together. But a lot of times in my practice, because I don't necessarily focus on relationship coaching, not my MO, but it often comes up, and I'm sure you can relate to this, as a sidebar issue. And the sidebar issue, they want to talk about it, and it comes up, and we let them empty out. I let them empty out, hoping they find solutions, but with the primary goal to stay into the solution of what they're there for coaching for. You know, if they're trying to start a business, but they're having a relationship issue, they may need to air that. But to me, it's the sidebar. It's not the primary purpose of the sessions and what they're there for. So another area, you know, personal development is a category sometimes we talk to when people are looking at motivation. This failure to launch, I would see as a personal development type of a coach. People who have phobias, fears, potentially anger management, some area of their life, some way that they operate is holding them back and needs to be a little space needs to be created to clear it. So how about personal development? Do you, I'm sure, and I know you work a lot in this area in your private practice.
Well, sure. Yeah. And there is that personal development and it usually kind of shows through some sort of chief complaint or a presenting symptom or a cluster of presenting symptoms that then have more of a psychotherapy label, right? When you talked about anxiety, well, that's one thing. You talk about depression, right? Depression can cause a thought stream, a lot of negative thinking and self-doubt and self-deprecation to freeze an individual, teen or otherwise.
Maybe a reason to refer out if you're dealing with certain issues that are outside right. the realm of an expertise of a coach. Now you have a counseling background, but for somebody who's not licensed as a therapist or a counselor, those types of issues may point to need for a referral out.
You know, and this is kind of an amazing thing. I'm just thinking of it now. Seriously, like this coaching is one of these things that you kind of go into it backwards. And here's what I mean. A lot of people that go into coaching are that I've noticed, Cindy, or I don't want to say my age because I'm old, but nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But certainly they're more mature adults that already had a skill set in some sort of industry or teaching or this or that or the other thing, or had multiple skill sets. And so they kind of go into coaching to, I don't want to say hone, but to have that type of level of service to individuals that share their experience and expertise, but in a coaching format. So
right.
That's kind of what I'll level with you, right? That's what got me into coaching was an avenue and an opportunity, and actually, I won't say duress, but some very strong encouragement to say, hey, you need to go into coaching. So,
it's interesting, it is interesting about, how you say people come into it, you know, kind of through the back door. And I have found that a lot of people who want to be coaches often have experience, education, expertise, or some sort of life experience that lends them to want to be of service in that area. So maybe they went through a hostile divorce. Maybe they were married to a narcissist, and it gives them, you know, I mean, like, who knows? Or worked for one, which has been my experience. But and so that experience and that education and that path and journey through their experience, really points to them.
Yeah.
To them wanting to reach out and help other people.
Yeah, and boy, you know, my hackles go up. You know, like the woman's like, yes, I'm here to help. Coach, you know, here's my Amazon book called My Abuse. Here's my sequel, My Abuse Part 2. I mean, yeah. And these folks have to be really, really careful not to be a therapist. I'm not trying to be mean.
No, totally. No, I agree, because coaching is not therapy. But you know what's really interesting is in coaching, we always make it about the client. It's always about the client. When we're in coaching, coaching posture, we are with the client. It's about the client. We model the client. And so it's not about us. And so a lot of reasons that people get into a particular field may be about them in terms of an experience or education or, you know, professional life that they've led. But in a session, we have to be really careful to not hijack it and make it about our experience. You know, we talk
See,
about
and,
that.
And how interesting you say that, and we'll do another show on this. So if I'm going to be somebody's sober coach, and most of those sober coaches, right, are in recovery themselves, then, you know, looking at that AA model, then I'm more or less going to be your paid sponsor. You know what I mean? So I'm going to show you what. I'm going to show you what I did. I mean, there's principles and stuff, but it's an interesting blend. Go ahead.
But it is, you know, coaching is all about a particular skill set that has to be taught, you're educated in.
Exactly.
And when you're in coaching posture, you are using the coaching model. You're not using a sobriety
anecdotes.
Model or an AA model or a therapy
right.
or counseling model. So you have to stay in coaching
right.
posture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And staying true to those techniques and not kind of fall back on anecdotes and,
yes.
and personal experience. And man, that's easier said than done. Make no mistake about
very,
it. I'm going to sit here and
very,
raise my hand and say, hey, I have to be on guard for all that or whatever, but also
sometimes our experience, you know, there can be times when it's of value, but you have to be really careful that you're not taking over and making it about you. Another area that I'd like to talk about, you know, general life coaching, retirement, transition, career, specialty.
Oh yeah, great area.
The whole wide open arena of spiritual coaching, which can include we draw a lot of people from different religious sectors, pastors, people that really want to work with people in terms of spiritual development. So that may be a key reason that a client will reach out to a coach, is that they want to grow spiritually. Now, obviously, their particular belief system would lend them to reach out to a particular coach, whether it's a wellness coach, an energy coach, a Christian coach. So, you know, our role here on this radio show, Bruce and I, is to introduce people to the field of coaching so that you understand what a coach is and what a coach isn't, but also to show people out there, to our, you know, a wide audience of listeners, that this is such a diverse profession, and it is a profession. It is the second largest growing profession internationally, but there are so many different ways in which coaches work to help people. And there's not just one, like if you're a marriage family therapist, you may lean to certain things, but generally you're a marriage family, right? An MFT. If you're a coach, you can take, you know, wear a different hat than 100 other coaches in the same area that you're operating in. So we do have a guest coming on a little bit later who is a coach in the area of Christian coaching and turning negative thinking around, and we'll share that with us. And I know you probably experience, you're down there in the Dallas, I would call that kind of the Bible Belt area, right, Bruce?
Bible Belt and the Libel Belt. Yes. No, but a little pun there. Yeah, it is the Bible Belt. Now, yeah, I'm excited to hopefully she'll call in here. And what a great avenue. I can't wait to hear how she does that. You know what I mean? Because you have different forms of discipleship, you know, but, you know, I'm sure coaching isn't discipleship, but you know what I mean? Walking that right. chalk line, between those two aspects of a faith-based engagement. So, how interesting to hear, how she, you know, able to do that in her practice and how that works. I think that's fascinating. I know, that, some of the more theologically sound people will, you know, they'll scoff at the whole coaching thing, thinking it's kind of a humanistic approach that people are their own idols and people, you know, the true answer is within. And if you just trust yourself, there's parts of that to that, but you know, coaching is not a spiritual, you know, it's not a theist, you know, doctrine. It's a skill set, it's a model.
Right. Yeah. It's a particular exactly. model. But I know that a lot of congregations and churches are sending a lot of their people in to get trained in coaching because they work so closely. And I guess in the past, maybe it was called more counseling, you know.
Right.
You know, and I think we have...
let's see...
I think we might have a call.
She's here. She's here. Yep. She's
Hello.
Here. Hi, Melissa.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We have Melissa Simmons on with us today. She is a coach, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her specialty in the spiritual realm of coaching, which is Christian coaching, and turning around negative thinking with God's word is her specialty. So you want to talk to us a little bit about your experience with coaching in general?
Sure. Actually, it's an honor to be on here. I'm super excited. The experience I have with coaching is being coached by you and learning that coaching is all forward movement. So you know, you spend time with your clients to, you know, figure out any obstacles or things that they're struggling with, and you help them come up with a plan, and they actually kind of devise their plan, but you just guide them along to move past those obstacles and reach their goals. And it's just been an amazing experience on how people have seen just tremendous change in their life, even after just one session.
You know what? I love the way you said that it's very solution focused. And also what you said about, you know, getting people past what's holding them back. And I find that a lot, that I start coaching somebody and we have to spend some preliminary sessions, sometimes up to a couple months worth of sessions, getting them past the things that are blocking them and holding them back so that they can be free to put the plan together to move forward. So very well said. So your education of coaching, let me just ask you, because this is always intriguing, and Bruce, please jump in. Bruce is out of the Dallas area, so you all are Texans, and
I'm actually from Southern California, but
so you're a combo of me and Bruce, so that's very interesting.
That's right.
So I love getting the perspective from you have the nice perspective of being coached, educated as a coach, and actually coaching yourself. So you come from a little bit deeper meaning, but you know, what was the thing about coaching that absolutely blew you away to be so contrary to anything you had ever experienced, learned about? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, that's an awesome question. And, so I've been in ministry for 20 years, and, I actually became a Christian in Singapore, which there's like less than 1% Christianity there. And, I'm a little stubborn. God had to bring me to the other side of the world to break me. But, you know, as far as, how coaching makes, you know, a complete change versus, you know, it's all about recognizing that, you know, if you're feeling, you know, like you've got, like for me doing Christian coaching, you know, I help people identify any kind of negative thoughts that are keeping them from reaching their goals, or if they have self-doubt or insecurity, you know, we kind of touch on those things. And, you know, I've done counseling and I've been in counseling, and I think counseling's great, but sometimes you can get stuck in that circle of counseling. And the thing that I love about coaching is it's always forward going versus just going and talking. You know, you get homework assignments that are not overwhelming, that that are totally applicable to the situation you're in, and you as a coach just come alongside them and help them, you know, stay accountable, you know, be their cheerleader, and really just give them that push that they can do it.
So what it sounds to me like what you're saying is your favorite part is that it's actually focused forward, action oriented. You're actually doing things to get movement forward instead of just maybe talking about the problem, like the circular type of counseling.
Yes.
Maybe? Okay.
Right. So you know, I've heard from a lot of my clients that, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, I've been in counseling for, you know, 5 years and I'm still talking about the same thing. And where I think counseling, you know, provides a lot of great tools. But coaching is a step in a different direction where, you know, you identify the issue, you come up with a way to move past it. Through that homework, you then reach your goal. So there's a goal being set, like the big win. What's your big win?
Right. And it's more about like, okay, now that we've cleared this stuff, now what are you going to do about it? You know, where are you going? So it's, and of course, people are exhilarated by making progress. I know I can ask a client and they'll say, you know, my confidence is wavering. I'm feeling a little insecure. I'm feeling stuck again. And, you know, I can use a scaling question, like give me on a scale of 1 to 10, where you're at with your confidence right now. And they may say, well, it's, you know, hovering around a 4. Invariably, when I ask the question, what would it take to move you to a 7, an 8, or 9? It's always doing action steps to meet goals. It's always doing. It's just ironic, but most people get charged up by accomplishing things and getting things done and moving things forward. And it sort of empowers and lifts people. And I know I'm the same way energetically. You know, like you get up, you don't want to get it done. You don't want to, you know, look at the to-do list, but you start powering away at it, pick up the phone, make the calls. And you start feeling better. So I think it is a feel-good profession because, like you're saying, clients are getting action steps, homework, you called it homework, assignments that aren't going to, you know, kill them, but they're actually going to get some stuff done to move them in the direction they want to go.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, it kind of brings back a little bit where they feel a little bit more in control because they have a list in front of them. Okay. So I need, okay, today, this is, you know, my goal. And, you know, throughout the week, you know, they have these, you know, homework assignments, I call them, but, you know, as far as the way I coach from a Christian perspective where, you know, right now in our world, I mean, there are so many people that are feeling lost and hopeless, and you know, they have, you know, they're in a life transition, or they're unfulfilled, or they're just stuck. You know, so many people are filled with anxiety, and that's not the way God wants us to live. He wants us to be free from all of that. And so the way I coach is we talk about what's keeping them back, and then we apply God's truth to it. And so, you know, and God's truth, you know, he says, you know, the truth will set you free. And I have seen from my clients, literally, like after one session, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea this is what coaching is.
Right. And it's almost like when you studied coaching, and I'm sure Bruce and myself would agree, you're wowed by it's so contrary to anything you've ever done. It's not about advising and talking and telling. It's about asking and inquiring and investigating and letting the client lead it. So, but the client also in the coaching sessions, and I've had the same reaction, Melissa, that you're pointing to, and maybe Bruce, you can comment too, where after one session, they'll say, oh my gosh, I worked with a therapist for the last year and I never looked at it this way. I never saw it this way. And it really comes from them. It comes from the coach using the skill set of probing questions to get just one layer deeper to where they're seeing it in a different light. And that can be like those aha moments that they've been waiting for.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes you'll spend time, you know, with a client who really doesn't feel safe, you know, talking, you know, to their friends about true issues that they're going through or a goal that they're wanting to achieve. And so this is a really safe place because, you know, everything is completely confidential. And it's a place where they can say, okay, I need to move forward, you know, come alongside me. And that's really my whole passion, is just to come alongside people and empower them to be all that they were created to be.
I love that. I love that.
I think, a couple of things, and I want to get back. I think I just really like what you've done, Melissa, with your social media. I mean, your Twitter account is very clean. Actually, you and I have 51 mutual friends on Facebook. I just sent your request while you were chatting. How about that? I know, small world, you know, little Texas action here. And your website, folks, she's at 3rministries.com. Just a really nice website. Did a real good job. Super clean. Very functional. Thank you. All the backlinks on it. You really did a great job.
Thank you.
Your service lines are clean. Like I'm some sort of a web guru here, but I'm going to give you the shakedown. The Bruce Cameron Jiffy Lube. The Apostle Paul cut it, or, you know, like Peter cutting the ear off here. No, really good job.
Thank you.
Yes. So, okay. So, we'll definitely, put your stuff on our show summary, and then be my friend, and I'll give you the
Melissa,
direct links.
Melissa, before I forget, cause I know you mentioned that you're doing some new construction on your website. If you don't mind, can you give the callers a call number that if they are interested in the particular type of coaching that we're sharing about today, they can certainly reach out to you. Would you mind sharing your number?
Absolutely. I would love to. And I just want to jump in and say that I do most of my coaching via telephone because I am nationwide. So you can be in any state and still, work through this. So my telephone number, you can reach me at 281-413-0193.
Terrific. And Bruce, you had a question?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. And we'll put that on the side. And that's the same number, folks. That's on our website and all that. So how, Melissa, how do you differentiate? And like you said, you're coming from a great skill set of coaching. You're a certified Christian counselor as well. How do you think what you're doing is a form of discipleship, or is it something even different? It's not counseling, but is it a form of discipleship? What are your thoughts on that process?
Well, my thoughts on that is as a coach, my job is to really listen to the client, hear what's holding them back, and then help them walk along that. And then, you know, then we talk about, okay, what could you do more of that could reach your goal, or what could you do less of? So I've been a women's pastor, and I'm also a speaker, and I've been all over the country, and, you know, there's just a lot of women that are dealing with a lot of stuff. And the difference with coaching, it's not necessarily discipleship. It's literally, you, like, for example, if you struggle with anxiety, you know, we'll kind of talk through that. And then, you know, I'll give them some scriptures that actually speak on anxiety, you know, because the truth is the truth. And so they believe God's truth. And then so when they get that anxious feeling, they can claim the word of God. And you know, the more you speak it, the more faith builds in your heart. And so it's a kind of a combination of both, where you're always forward moving, but I apply scripture to it as well.
That sounds great, because I think that's really good. So, you know, I think, you know, in some coaching types of folks I've been exposed to in the West Coast, you know, they're going to be more, hey, the true answer is in with yourself, and more of a humanistic approach. But it sounds like, you know, you're saying, nope, we're this is scripture based. This is God's inerrant word. God's inerrant word is in scripture. This is our guide. This is the tune we want to march to, here it is. And you're partnering and walking alongside them with that path that's guided by scripture.
But also, I think
absolutely,
Melissa, wouldn't you say that as a Christian counselor, right? And as a coach, and you stay in coaching posture, and you know the skill set of coaching, but you are drawing a Christian audience, so it is their truth inside, Bruce. I mean, like when she says, she uses this line, apply the truth. She is just like we talked about, there's so many different reasons somebody might seek out a coach, and there are so many different areas of coaching that might be right for a particular person. If you're doing Christian-based coaching, you're going to draw a client that is their truth, but also you're utilizing the coaching skill set to ask probing questions, to dig a little deeper for people to kind of get down to their own answers in their own life, what's holding them back, and have those aha moments. So it's a coaching skill that is drills it down for them to have those moments of awareness and answers that are inside.
And one thing that's very important for me to point out is that, you may be a Christian and you don't know the word of God. You don't know all the promises that he has for you. And you look at your Bible and you're like, okay, this is too overwhelming, and you close it. And that's what most people do, because it is overwhelming. And that's where I come in, is because, you know, I'm a graduate from Victory Bible College and studied it for 5 years. You know, the Lord has allowed me to do that. And so, you know, I'm able to help in that area. You don't need to know the word of God to work with me, because I'll help you, you know, come up with the scriptures as you show me where you want to go with your life and what goals you want to achieve.
Right.
And,
that's
and God says, you know, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So there's for every issue we face, there is a promise in the word. There's a solution in the word.
So, Bruce, can't you just see her standing on a stage? I mean, she speaks, but you can hear it in her.
Man, I see her holding this 12 gauge with the camo. You go, girl. Got the Dove season on there, right below the car. So,
she's on fire.
Real tree, get that pink deer real tree thing, slap it on the back of the car. Now, hey, good stuff. Now, you know, I think you're on point, and I think that's really good. I think this is really, really interesting, because it threads, you're walking a interesting chalk line between discipleship. You're not exactly a counselor. You're not kind of a Beth Moore Bible study. You're not, you know what I mean? It's not Bible study fellowship. It's not, you know what I mean? Melissa Scott, taking down lexicon. So I really like what you're doing, because it is so personalized. It is what it is. I mean, Cindy and I, after all, the concierge coaches, we're very personalized by our show name, right? But at the end of the day, of course, you know, all kind of coaching is concierge at some level.
I think Bruce, what you're trying to question is, does she walk the line of the coaching skill and model? And she certainly does.
She does it
in a unique way and in a very powerful way that draws people that are Christian to apply the word to whatever they're discovering. I love listening to Melissa talk because she is so on fire for what she does. And the coaching and how effective coaching is, not only in her own personal life with her coaching experience, but how she's helping others.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. And you know, I have some clients that, you know, are checking out Christianity, that they're not even believers. And, you know, that's something they're struggling with, you know. And so it's not, you know, of course, my whole approach is biblically based because I believe that the truth sets you free, and I'm just a vessel for him. So applying what I've learned and then using the word of God, it just makes a perfect match.
Yeah. Very specialized. And even in the whole realm of spiritual coaching, you know, there may be, you know, 50 different varieties of spiritual coaches. Not everybody's applying it in the same way, the coaching skill set, the coaching model, they may have a different philosophical approach to religion or spirituality. And I was telling Bruce earlier, Melissa, that, you know, when I teach, the class will draw sometimes a lot of pastors and Christian counselors, but a lot of different other arenas of spirituality, and they come to be trained in coaching to take it back to their congregation, and their churches, and their spiritual centers, and apply the skill set to what they're already doing, or what I call it, layer it in to what they're already doing.
Yeah. And you know what, I will just tell you that as somebody who's been coached and now I'm humbled and honored to be a coach, it is literally life changing. People move from being stuck to being empowered, from having anxiety to have peace. It blows my mind. I'm just so honored and privileged to be able to do this as a job. And it's been a huge outpouring out here because a lot of people don't know what coaching is in Texas.
Yeah.
What is a life coach?
Bruce talks about that all the time, and we may have to get on an affiliate station down there or something, Bruce, because he gets asked that question where it's not as well known there. But, you know, the whole purpose of Concierge Coaches Show is to let our listeners understand what coaching is, what it isn't, what it can do for you, why you would need it, and who you might seek out, which would be a good fit for you. And, of course, synchronicity is always at play because, you know, I was coaching, I had a coaching session this morning. We've moved her through obstacles and into the business plan. And it turns out the business she's going to launch, I have 30 years of experience in. Now there's synchronicity at play.
So, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, the people line up, you know, together often for the right reasons. And you find that out as you move forward. And just, you know, as you draw people who really need what you have to offer, Melissa, and there's a lot of people out there.
Well, and you know, and I've been in that place. You know, I've had anxiety. I've had those negative thoughts. You know, I mean, we all have struggled there. And so, you know, I'm coming from life experience, but I'm also coming from being taught as a life coach. And you know, it's funny because you'll say, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" "Oh, I'm a life coach." What's a life coach? You know, and I sit there and I tell them, they're like, "Well, I need a life coach." I'm like, "Okay, well, here's my card." Yeah, I mean it's really amazing how it just affects. So you affects one person, and that one person says, "You're never going to believe this, but I've been in counseling for 2 years, and just in two sessions, I've moved past something that I haven't been able to get past in 2 years."
Well, because they never brought it to the surface. It was the questions weren't asked, and they didn't dig deep enough. And they didn't do the work, because coaching is all about the client doing the work. And so,
exactly.
A good coach keeps drilling with the right questions, and you go deeper and deeper until you have your awakening in your moment. And it's visually apparent if you're sitting in front of somebody. And so if the right questions aren't asked and the drilling doesn't occur, they may never find the answer. They're just circling the problem. They're circling the problem. They're not breaking through it, which I think coaching really, really be effective to break through some core issues that aren't deep traumatic, but are just sort of that mirror we get stuck in. You know, the same thought process, the same behavioral patterns, you know, without really looking at, hey, there's something that can be changed here. So, but thank you so much for coming on today, Melissa. We are so excited to have you and wish you the best of success. And once again, Melissa Simmons, coach in Texas market, but will work nationally by phone. Phone number 281-4. Did I get that right, Melissa? Maybe you better say it.
281-413-0193. And then my website is 3rministries.com.
Fabulous.
And thank
she's
you
at Twitter
so much
at
for having me.
You're so welcome.
So welcome.
And you know what? I'm really excited you guys are doing this just to get the word out.
Thank you. And well, hopefully you'll be able to spare some time in the future. Check in with us again and let us know how your practice is going and your speaking and what you're up to.
That would be a blessing. Thank you
so
much.
Keep doing your good work. Thanks, Melissa.
And you guys too. Have a great day.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's just, that was fantastic. You know, I mean, she is really
created.
So dynamic. So dynamic.
By the way, her reach is very niche-y. She's you know, she's very targeted and who she who she works with and how she coaches, and her enthusiasm is very contagious.
Yeah, and like you said, she can go nationwide. She looks like she's operating down there on the south side of Houston near Clear Lake City and everything. And so, you know, just a huge live catchment for her as well. Just like you have a huge live catchment in
I do. I
SoCal,
do national.
And I might over here in the almighty DFW Metroplex, such as it is. But yeah, again, I'm finding myself going more toward California with my opportunities. But yeah,
it's the beautiful part is like you can do face to face coaching, but very, very effective. Most coaching is actually done over the phone. So, you know, if our callers are listening and just like Melissa, she's available nationwide, just as you or I are.
This runs true to our it runs true to our earlier conversation we had on the show today, in that here she was, woman of faith, lived in various places all over the country, or even et cetera, maybe perhaps in the world or whatever, and now, right, because of all that experience and training and those things, really landed on something really special that really, I think, probably encapsulates who she is as a person, as a Christian, and just really bringing that forward in helping other people get unstuck. And I like that because there's not Xanax and Big Pharma is not involved, and people are really able to grab onto some spiritual truths to help get them to a better place. And the world becomes a less scarier place when you have faith, And look how many scared people that there are right now because of the election results, Cindy. People are freaking out, And they're putting their faith into something that maybe they should widen their sphere, but that's another show.
Yes, you just can't help talking about it. But
it is what it is. We're just
going to bring a lot of need for coaching. I'll tell you what.
That's
For those who aren't able to move past it.
And post-election stress disorder, PESD. It's in the DSM-6. Yeah. Just kidding, but no, it might be though by the time when they get the next iteration out. But So yeah, that's, man, I'm so glad you had that context, Sandy. What a great opportunity. And also just shows the breadth and depth of folks that you've worked with, you know what I mean?
She's really, really a pleasure. Well, she was absolutely a pleasure to work with because she was so dynamically willing to get out there, move forward and become a part of this profession because there's so many people that need the type of help she has to offer. And also, you know, reaching people through speaking, you know, a lot of us as coaches do speak as well and love getting in front of people and talking about what we're so enthusiastic about. So she does that very well as well.
Absolutely.
Fun stuff.
Well, we got about less than a minute. So folks, man, just that's it. Another great show here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Please come by our Facebook page at Concierge Coaches Show and say hello and like us and offer us any opinions, encouragement, or a comment. Just let us know you stopped by.
Suggestions for guests. And also, I'm going to just throw my number out there as well. Maybe
please
you will.
Please do.
My office number is 714-943-6206. And Bruce, you can be reached at?
At 214-431-2032 at conciergecoaches.net. And of course, Cindy's great website at wisdomfoods.com. Don't want to miss that and see who we are underneath it all. And so with that, Cindy, I guess we'll go ahead and sign off. So again, folks, please tune in next week. If not, get the podcast and keep it forever here on LA Talk Radio on the Concierge Coaches Show. And until then, we'll see you next time.
Have a great day.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand only on LA Talk Radio.